Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to the show. So today's topic, and I've been wanting to do this and been inspired to do it, got angelic messages about it as well. Do our pets communicate with us when they cross the rainbow bridge? I love that saying. Isn't that great? Sounds so gentle and sweet. And it is. But yes, life is forever. If you're a pet, you're a dog, cat, cow, whatever you are, I truly believe that if that God force is in all of us, okay, that's moving around and has lived, what we call living. So yes, they do cross over. So here's what I like to do. I'm going to open it up with a story of my own, okay, and that I had recently watched on YouTube. And I like helping rescue animals, you know, dogs, cats, just amazing, you know, like what you can do when you open your heart, your mind, and you ask the two to work together, your heart and your mind say, I want those two parts of me to work together. And I always say, I am open in my heart to receive more. Okay, so on that note, I'm watching this video, and there's a vet on there, and he doesn't want to be named. And he says, when your animal chooses to leave, okay? And I truly believe they tell us when it's their time to go. My dad had a dog up until about 6 months ago, Abby. And Abby, he says, I got up that morning, and he says, I knew it was her time. And he says, I knew it was only a few days, you know, earlier that it was going to be her time. And she looked up at him, and he says, I took her to the vet. And, you know, he gave her a shot and she died peacefully, right? And my father just recently got married. And so this is a little something I'm going to share with you. I truly believe that our pets will stay with us as long as we desire them and that they know they're helping us, right? So my father had just gotten married. He got married back in November. His dog transferred out of here to the Rainbow Bridge, across the Rainbow Bridge, back in January, okay, and he got married, as I said, in October, okay, I think I said that, but it was November. Anyway, they eloped, and it's just a beautiful situation. But right after that, his dog got really sick and wasn't herself, and I do believe that she waited till my dad found the love of his life, and then she crossed over, okay, and knew it was her time. So going back to the vet, because I opened up with that and I just like totally cut it off and I apologize. The vet said when your dog is being, you know, choosing her time, his or her time to leave, make sure you stay with them. He says it's so important because you've been their whole life, right? They may not have been yours, okay, right? You have work, whatever, but you have been their whole life. And when they're leaving, he said, they're looking for you, looking for that familiar face. So don't leave them, okay? I'm going to cry. I'm so sorry. Don't leave them. Stay with them. And that's important. I love animals, so please forgive me. I love people. And so when they leave, I want to make sure you know this. If you went through a situation recently, one of my clients, her daughter, had gotten a dog when her dad died, and it's been years ago, and she recently became involved and engaged to a guy, love of her life, and her dog had cancer, was diagnosed with cancer a few months ago, and she got super sick right after these two got together and made it official that they were going to spend the rest of their lives loving each other. And she left, and the doctor put her down, about a few days ago. So I feel like that one of the messages is that when you get happy, you meaning any of us, excuse me, then your older pet, your pet knows it's a good time that you're going to be well taken care of. Because I think as much as we save them, sometimes they save us, right? And just so you know, so you've got that beautiful animal that you've made so many memories with, and now they get to be a memory for you. Isn't that cool? So not only that, can you see them on the other side? How do you know that they're with you? Well, I had a Labrador. Love her, love her, love her. I had dreams about her. I had asked for her to come to me after she died to so that I could know she was okay. And she's came to me several times. But a lot of times you'll have dreams about them. Okay, when you ask whatever you want to know about them, ask before they leave. You can ask after they leave, but sometimes just for you, you know, when they before they transition out of here, you can say, hey, come see me in a dream. Let me know you're okay. You know, anyway, Chelsea, that was my dog. She's on the other side, and she's with all her doggy cousins, doggy kitty, horses, cousins, and all that. And I feel like that they're all connected as a soul family. I hope that doesn't sound too crazy to you. But she came to visit me a few times. When one of my dogs got hit by a car, and so sad. And love her, love her, love her. Still love her. But love never dies. It just goes on forever. Anyway, I'd asked Chelsea. I said, Chelsea, when you see her, bring her to me. I want to see, make sure she's okay. And I want to see you again. So one night in a dream state, in a dream, I saw them both come to me. I was like, oh, my gosh, you remembered and you heard me. So they do hear you. And thank you for bringing her. It's a little French bulldog. I have one now because I love the French bulldogs, but I love retrievers. Well, I love any dog. It doesn't really matter. I got a rescue now, two rescues actually. One is a French bulldog, and the other one's a Chesapeake Bay retriever. But they're just delightful. Anyway, so she bought me my little Frenchie and herself, of course. And I said, when it's time for me to get a new one, please let me know. So anyway, that's something I did. I asked and so I said, if you hear my prayer, Chelsea, you understand, let me find one of your balls. You know, because what retriever doesn't like to play ball, right? So I was in the closet about, I think, 2 days later, and I found one of her balls on the floor of the closet, right? And it was behind a lot of other things, but I was cleaning it out, believe it or not. And I found one of her balls. I said, thank you. And I remembered what I said to her. And so I also asked her, Chelsea, you know, and my little one that my little Frenchie that had passed away from being hit by a car. I asked her to send me a sign, you know, for my family on the other side, my mom, my grandma, my dogs, that when it was time for me to get a new pet, because some people can get one right away. I'm not one of those people. I need a time to grieve. That's just me. We all do it differently, and there's no right or there's no wrong way. So I'm driving in my car down 95, and I've had this feeling that I was going to find a rescue animal at a rescue place, a Frenchie, actually. And I found her, and I went there, and I'll be darned if she wasn't there. I was like, she's supposed to be my new dog. She was a rescue dog, which I, you know, wash off, adopt. That's my own philosophy. And so anyway, you know, I bought her, took her home, and, you know, you give a donation and make a whatever. And I bought her home, and, you know, we took her, you know, got her, made sure she's up to date on all her shots and kept it going and all that. And she needed a buddy. And so she told me she needed a buddy. And Chelsea and my mom came to me in a dream and said, you need to get her a buddy. So we found her sister. And she's right now, I found her at the same adoption place or rescue place. And so I took her home, and they've been great friends, great sisters. And they have sibling rivalry. They have protecting each other. All that stuff, right? So you just listen for the signs, right? Yeah, and, you know, meditation is great. So you can meditate and say, let me know, and you'll get a sign. Sometimes what happens, too, is how do you know that they're with you? I will actually smell. I think, you know, our animals, ourselves, we each have a distinctive smell. That's not a bad or good thing. It's just like a fingerprint or a thumbprint. It's who we are. And animals have their own footprint, thumbprint, whatever you want to call it, too. And they have their own smell. And you're like, well, my dog always smells like a dog, or my cat always smells like a cat. No, it's different. Some of you guys will really understand. But, you know, I've actually smelled my dogs. I've heard them. you know, come to me, just like I have, you know, because I'm a clairvoyant, and some people call me psychic. It doesn't really matter, whatever you feel more comfortable calling me. You know, there's no right or wrong way. So I've always been able to tap in, and then we all have, right? So I'm going to go back to a friend of mine. She says, I see and smell and hear my dog out back sometimes. And that's, you know, she has the same house that she's lived in forever. And she goes, I can hear him rustling around like he did when he was alive. And so she goes, that's comforting to me to know that he's out back looking out for me. And so that's something that you can have available to you as well. Just ask for signs. You know, you may smell, you find a toy that your animal will show you. Like mine was the ball. I wanted to see Chelsea's ball. And the other one is that when the night that she, because Chelsea was really, really sick, and she had cancer, and so I had to put her down. And she was like, what, 15 years old? So she lives a long life, pretty long. And she's like my buddy. And I'm looking at my retriever right now. And she's just like my little buddy. And so one of the things that I do know is that when she used to sleep in the bed with me, right? And such a big shadow, but it didn't really matter to me at that time. But she, when she was, you know, she passed away and went over the Rainbow Bridge, you know, she used to lay her head on my ankle, you know, because she slept at the foot of the bed, and would lay her head on my ankle and or my foot. And that night I felt that gentle, her putting her foot or her leg, her head down on my leg. Was it my imagination? I don't think so, because I wasn't thinking of that. You know, I was glad she wasn't in any pain, and I was certainly missing her. But I felt that. I was like, oh, she's letting me know she's in a good place. And a little Frenchie that got hit by a car and passed away, you know, she came to me that night with Chelsea. I don't know if I told you this, I'm jumping around a lot, please forgive me. She came with Chelsea that night, and she came over with her in the dream state. And I remember holding her. She was jumping on the chair, jumping with me. And I remember holding her, and she was damp. I said, oh, who knew? They washed them when they got over here. So, so very sweet and very kind and very loving. But I knew they were both okay, because I'd ask when my little Frenchie was, her name was Ella, when Ella was leaving, I said, Ella, I said, Chelsea, please bring Ella to me. Let me know she's okay, which I told you a little bit earlier. So, you know, smells that you will see or smell in your, you know, in your home, to let you know that they're there with you. You know, if they were out back, they had a backyard to run around and play in, as well as being in your house. Because I think you're more connected to your dogs, your animals. In my situation, when I could, you know, they had a place to run and play. And also, because right now my two dogs have can go out back where a pool is and swim and play, and well, not swim in the pool, because but they have their own little pool. But they can do that as well. So you'll hear rustling, or you'll hear stuff in your backyard, knowing that, you know, like the sounds your dog used to make, or in the house too. You may find an old toy that they used to have. That's something that I found, but she told me in the dog way, she tells me that it was going to be like that, or that there was a ball there for me, and I found it when I would least expected it, looking for something else, by the way. Lesson there, always keep your closet clean, right? So, you know, and ask. Just ask, say, hey, if you're there, make sure you stay with them when they're going through that process of transferring over. That vet said that, and I believe that. And so that they have you to look at, and try to keep it. It's okay to cry after they're gone, but try not to cry too much when they're leaving, because that they're not sure what's 100% what's going on. So when you're, you know, and after they're gone that night or that day, go and cry your heart out, but be strong when they're leaving, and let them know you're okay. Okay, very, 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 very important. Anyway, because they're very sensitive to things. So I hope I told you that right. But stay with them and try to keep your tears at a minimum, you know, and keep that sadness, because they're going to be a lot happier, I promise you, if they're suffering. And normally you wouldn't put them to to sleep or give them the help them over the Rainbow Bridge if they weren't suffering, right? And you never put a healthy dog down typically. But anyway, I hope that makes sense to you guys, and I hope that that gives you some peace and comfort when the time when you need it the most. Just remember, they'll send you signs, and you can always ask to dream about them or let them send you a way to let you know that they're okay. Okay? And those little souls are amazing and wonderful, aren't they? So enjoy your pets. Enjoy them today. Enjoy them forever long, how long or how short you have them. But know that they were sent to you, and they came to you, and you helped them. And as I said, I think we rescue each other, our pets and us. What do you think? Anyway, take care. Have a wonderful now, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday and Sunday. Bye.